Welcome to the Smichael Speaks podcast channel. I'm Joanne Smichael, and I'm delighted that you tuned in for relevant leadership learning that will help you continue to soar. Enjoy this episode. Kenyon Benjamin is a business architect. I never heard of a business architect until Kenyon introduced me to the concept. So welcome, Kenyon.
Thank you. Hello. I'm glad to be here.
Before we get started on business architecture, I want to introduce you to my listeners. You've done all kinds of interesting things in the social sector and in the public sector. You were the director of operations for the Maryland Information Network, and that gives I don't usually go through all this, Kenyon. I just have to simmer down because I was late. All right, Dan, I'm starting again. Part one, Kenyon Benjamin. This is the real one, Dan. Kenyon Benjamin is a business architect. I never heard of a business architect until Kenyon introduced me to the concept. Welcome, Kenyon.
Welcome. Thank you.
Glad to have you.
Glad to be here.
Before we start on business architecture, I want to introduce you to my listeners because you've done all kinds of interesting things in the social sector and in the public sector. You were the director of operations for the Maryland Information Network, and that powers that 211 Maryland system. It's an agency that leverages information, referrals, technology to connect Marylanders to health, to human services, to resources that people need. I know that you pioneered programs for enhanced access to social services and behavioral services. I think, remind me if I'm right, pre-211, you led leadership positions in a bunch of different nonprofits and government agencies, but we can talk more about that part of your life and your world later. What's a business architect?
Million dollar question.
Yeah, this is the
million dollar question. Very simple answer. Business architecture is the bridge, and I mean the, and is in a capital T-H-E-E, the, okay, bridge from strategy development and strategy execution. So imagine if we're having this conversation and I did not speak English, right? Mm-hmm. We would need to have some type of interpreter, translator that's, you know, with us so that we could understand each other, right? Understanding in our hearing, understanding in just our cognitive understanding, right? Mm-hmm. And even to give one another the ability to respond to each other in a way that keeps us in conversation, right? You could think of business architecture in that very same way, right? It's the translator between an organization's vision and the, you know, the strategy that they have set from them for themselves to achieve that vision, and how it relates and links to the people that are in the organization, the processes, the technology the organization has, the information the organization has, right? And keeps them in sync and aligned, right? To be able to achieve that bigger vision or that big picture strategy, right? And if I'm going outside of your question, forgive me, but I love this topic. And because business architecture as a concept, one, is not understood or known by many. It is a relatively fairly new discipline if you know compare it to like your change management and you know, strategy development disciplines. But if we were, you know, kind of going back to the language example, you know, an interpreter, their ability to understand two languages and be able to communicate on behalf of two people is based on their understanding of language at a very basic level. Like they've got to understand like syntax and, you know, letters and how those letters form words and how those letters can be reused to form different words. They have to know, you know, with sentence structure and how to communicate that sentence structure and what sentence to utilize based on context, right? And we don't think about those things on the day-to-day because, we are communicating since infancy. But our brains are going through this process that we just do on a regular basis. But a translator is understanding this for two languages or even more. And it's just a very some basic knowledge and understanding about language and words that allow them to do that.
So
Business
wait a minute,
architecture.
because you're losing me.
I am okay.
You're losing me. So I get the language, but are you saying that a business architect is the translator between the leaders and who? The
I'm
followers?
saying it's the translator between the organization's established strategy and what it does on the day-to-day. There are components of an organization that, like language, that make up what that organization is. It's not just the people and the processes, it's also its policies that shape it and the initiatives that it has, the value it delivers, the capabilities it has at the very basic aspects of an organization. What is it capable of doing? What skills exist? What competencies, right? It is the collection of all of those things that make up what an organization is. And a business architect or in business architecture, we're actually pulling back the curtains on, kind of all of the color of an organization into what is this actual framework? What does it actually do? What does it actually need? Who it is it actually impacting? What type of value is it actually creating? All of those things are make up what an organization is, what it does, and the ability to understand, to see that, and to actually put it on paper is what a business architect does.
So once you have it on paper for the leadership team to see, what next?
Well, I would never show a leadership team my papers because
I
they'll look at me much like you did. Like, I don't know what you're saying.
Okay, smart.
Okay. I'll never show them my papers. But what I will show them is more so the outcomes that they're achieving or capable of achieving based on how they're constructed. So I might say to a business leader or organizational leader, have you considered taking this particular approach or utilizing this particular team in your organization to do this particular work? Because I've uncovered that this team has a lot of developed skill in this particular area because of maybe this new program or new initiative or new policy that's been imposed or is new in your organization. And as a result, they've now developed or have a new capability that could be further developed to do a new thing or create a new product or deliver a new service or provide an additional value to, an external partner. So that's how I would communicate. And then I would show how they can do that.
Okay. So, how do you get them to understand that? Because this sounds very analytical, very labor intensive in terms of thought. So, how do you get your clients, the leaders, to understand the significance of what you do I'm curious about how you get them to say, to have the aha moment that, oh, this analytical stuff matters. Because often in my consulting work, people want quick fixes. They don't necessarily want to invest the time on the really difficult front-end analysis.
I start small. In business architecture, we, there's a saying, and it's coined by Wendy King, who I have to give her a shout out because she is, if you say business architecture, you're also saying her names synonymously. But the phrase is just enough, just in time, which essentially is you give just enough to the organization to be able to deliver and help them see value just in time. So we figure out instead of, I'm talking about strategy implementation ultimately, but maybe we want to focus on something that's very, very simple. Maybe an organization just wants to figure out, or as part of their strategy, needs to figure out, how do we ensure we're directing our funding to the effort that's going to have the biggest impact for us, right? So let's just start with that one thing. I'm going to, start having the conversations that I need to have with those that are in the organization to understand their language. What are the terms that they use on a regular basis? What do those terms mean? How do those terms then form into work that they're actually doing on a day-to-day? So an example could be, well, we use the term assessment. Okay. Well, what is an assessment? What do you do with your assessments? What do those assessments mean for you? How do you then use that to inform other areas of your work? As they're talking to me, I am constructing. So it's them just telling me what they do on a regular basis, and I, as an architect, have the skill set that I need to start to translate that into what is the structure of this organization. Over time, as I'm having these conversations, it's going to help me get to, okay, I've got an idea of what you do and how you intend to deliver value. Let's now start walking backwards into what are the things that must occur in order for you to hit this value mark? And we'll start talking through that. And ultimately, that helps me construct what we call a value stream, but essentially is just the framework in which this organization they may not have thought about it in this way, but it is the pattern in which this organization functions to get to this end point. And then we start talking about, well, what are all the things that you need within this, along this framework, to ensure that you move from one stage to the next? And what's the outcome for each of those stages? And then we start, that gets us talking about kind of what we call, as an architect, value items. So it's, we could call these the deliverables, you could say. What's the deliverable at each stage? And ultimately, that's going to create a picture of, from this pattern in which we work that allows us to get to this end goal, we have identified exactly what skills are necessary, what tools are necessary, what people are necessary, what the end goal of each step is necessary to get us to the end. And having done that, now we can evaluate it to say, well, do we actually have these tools? Do we actually have the people? If we have the people or the tools, are they working at the level necessary for the magnitude of impact we want to have? If they're not, what areas need to be bolstered to allow us to get to the end goal? And when we start identifying that, where are the gaps? Now we're starting to highlight where our funding needs to go. So it's, and that process could take, depending on organizational will and availability, could take a month, it could take 3 months. But we could, if an organization were willing to, let's say, go on a retreat, for example, which is the better way to do this, we could probably work through the initial foundations of the organization. And foundation, I mean, kind of what's the language of the organization? What are the capabilities of that organization? And what are just a couple major value propositions of this organization? That'll set the foundation. We could probably do that and then start to answer this question of how do we have the, where do we direct funding to have the greatest impact? Probably again within a month.
Okay. So what are some of the reservations that leaders have when they start this process? And what kind of stuff do they ask you? What kind of clarifying questions?
Mostly it's time. I mean, I work in the public sector and specifically human health and human services. And it's time. I don't go in speaking business architecture. I am
That's probably a good thing.
it's a critical thing. It's a critical thing. It's hard for me to not say it, but part of me I want to be able to implement, but I also want people to understand what it is, because it is not as well known. But I mean, the questions that they're or kind of the resistance is really time. I mean, it is an investment. It does require your attention, and it requires the whole team, and not all organizations want to bring the whole team along. Sometimes they just want to bring the board, right? Or they just want your leadership. But we really need the whole team, because somebody in your organization is doing something that you didn't know they were doing, or they are understanding and interpreting a word like assessment very differently than what you believe the word to mean. So gaining that organizational level understanding is really important at the front end. And so buy-in at the highest level is really important.
I heard you say that this is not a well-known concept, but I have to say that you and your work with Architect, it's a strategy management consultancy, and you are making it well-known. I mean, I see your reels on LinkedIn, I see your social media presence, and I see what you're doing as making this necessary field known. It's like you're making it accessible to leaders all over the place. I really see you as being a thought leader in this realm and really as somebody who's committed to organizational transformations and improving business strategy. You do some speaking, don't you?
Yes,
So
I do.
speaking and consulting work, yeah, that is making this a more known field, a much more known field. Is it an international, a global effort, or just here in the US?
It
I know that
is,
your work is here in the US.
yes, it is international.
Okay.
And there are, I would, yeah, I. I'll hold that, because I don't know if it's full. I don't know the statistic on it. I want to say that it's probably more international than it is in the US.
That's interesting. That's
Yes.
interesting. What got you interested in this? What like piqued your curiosity to 'cause to go from, leading programs in social services to something like this, it's a big difference. I mean, this is as dramatic a transformation as when you picked up and moved from Maryland to Arizona. Just this is just that kind of dramatic thing.
Well, it was doing what I was doing in public sector that caused me to buy into business architecture. I was part of a business analysis group, and they had a business architect come to speak. And this person was just sharing about the business. Also not from the States. I think she's from New Zealand. And she started talking about this concept, and I was so excited because she was speaking of a discipline that was answering all of the questions and all of the gap that I could see and I innately understood, but had no idea was a discipline. And when I finished that group that night, I immediately went to the Business Architecture Guild, which is the credentialing entity for business architects. I signed up that night. I have not looked back.
I love it. I was just going to ask you about credentialing. What was the process for you to get certified?
Primarily a mastery of the business architecture body of knowledge, often referred to as the BizBOK. But I found who was the founder of this discipline, Wendy King, and I came across, searched up on YouTube, came across a podcast that she was part of. I listened to the podcast like all night, and everything that was being shared was just, oh my gosh, oh my gosh, I can't, like, this is what I've been trying to communicate in the organizations that I've been in. I found out that she taught cohorts. I signed up. I've been studying under her since. So past 2 years, I've been part of her cohorts. I still currently am. I'm with every month I meet with other business architects from all over the world.
That's cool. That is really cool. I love that. And it feels like this is what this is purpose. This is part of your purpose. And I mean big picture purpose, not little picture purpose. Communicating these things and helping organizations understand their systems and their structures. So in the certification process, what were your ahas, your aha moments?
I can't say I had any ahas, right? Ultimately, certification came down to being ready to sign up and say, okay, I'm going to take this exam. It was a, I think the exam was 3 or 4 hours. But just being ready to take that exam, and you really do need to understand how to implement. A lot of the questions were scenarios that were asking you to implement. Business architecture is not prescriptive, right? It's a very principle-based discipline, and so you want to know and understand what the principles are, because not doing so causes you to create an architecture that's a little wobbly. It's like a house that's not built on the right foundation. Same concept.
So I'm curious, when you think about your field and how it's growing, what do you think are the fundamental skills that future business architects need to launch their own careers in the field?
Mean, it's what you're going to say for every leader. You've got to have leadership. You've got to be able to communicate effectively. You need to be able to kind of have or see beyond what exists. But in addition to that, for an architect, and at this point, I'm believing that this is true for this is a true for any true architect. You must be a systems thinker, but at the level of being able to have a high level of comfortability in very ambiguous environments and the ability to think in a very abstract way when looking at complexity. So, let's take your home, for example. Okay. Your home has a number of hallways and nooks and crannies, and someone that comes, they see your home from the outside. This is beautiful, right? I love the structure. An architect that built that home or even did not build that home looks at that home and they see the framing of it. Beyond the brick, beyond the walls, they see the framing and they can look at a wall and they could tell you something's not right here. They don't need to bang through it, right? They can tell that something's not right here. And they need to be able to communicate to you what needs to be fixed in a way that you understand it so you know what the danger is if you don't fix it or correct it. That's being able to see the abstract in a complex environment and then being able to simplify it in a way that the organization can respond to it and they know the impact if they don't respond, as well as the impact if they do.
Got it. I think this is really interesting. I want you to come back because I want to talk about specific projects that you're working on. Or should I say that you're architecting? Is architecting a real word? It
We can
is
call it
today.
that, yes.
It is today. Would you be willing to come back for another conversation?
Absolutely.
Well,
Would love
thank
to.
you for introducing Smichael Speaks listeners to business architecture. And I'm looking forward to talking about it again and talking about the specifics of what you're doing around the country related to this. So thank you. Oh, I forgot. What's your website? In case people wanted to learn more about this, and I'm sure lots of people do now.
Yes, it is architect.consulting. That's ARGITEK dot consulting.
Thank you. Thank you very much. And we will see each other again soon.
Thank you.
Thanks for listening to this podcast. I hope you got tools that you'll actually use and share. Subscribe if you haven't already. I add new and relevant leadership learning all of the time. If you haven't visited the Smichael Speaks YouTube channel, check it out. There's all sorts of new content. All of this is virtual leadership learning that will help you soar.